genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Ah, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation or ask a question, you can always call us at 639-0008. Or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is politics. Each of my guest subject has something to do with politics. My first guest is the founder and president of the American Policy Center and a leading advocate for private property rights. He also is the author of, now tell me I was wrong, 15 years of unheralded wisdom and warnings in the battle for the Republic. We'll discuss President Obama's executive order number 13574. That creates the White House Rural Council and the impact that that may have. My second guest is an Academy Award-winning actor for his role in West Side Story in 1961. We'll discuss his acting career and the honor bestowed upon him by the Ventura Film Festival at this year's gala opening night. My third guest is the deputy mayor of Ventura. We'll discuss Ventura's downtown parking meter situation, building codes and procedures, and amnesty for Granny Flats. And as always, if you have a question or you want to speak to any of my guests, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Tom DeWeese, is one of the nation's leading advocates of individual liberty, free enterprise, property rights, and back-to-basics education. Tom has been a businessman, a grassroots activist, a writer, and a publisher. He was born and raised in Newark, Ohio. He served as a state coordinator for several local and national grassroots political campaigns. In 1974, he was a candidate for the Ohio legislature. Tom first arrived in Washington, D.C. back in 1982, working as a fundraising public relations consultant to several national policy organizations. In 1992, Tom became passionately involved in the fight for the preservation of American private property rights against the intrusive environment regulations. He is also a recognized leader in the fight to preserve America's national sovereignty from the intrusive United Nations policies and global governance. Since 1995, Tom has served as the editor-in-chief of the DeWeese Report. He makes regular appearances on radio and television shows such as Brainstorming with Billy the Brain, and he's had articles published in several national publications. Welcome to the show, Tom. How are you today?
I'm doing well, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest today and helping us to work our way through two really complex issues. And I want to set the stage, if I can, for my listeners who may not be familiar with Executive Order Number 13575. It was during the Anthony Weiner debacle that President Obama quietly issued Executive Order Number 13575, commonly known as the White House Rural Council. Now, I have a copy of it right here. The language seems pretty benign about the council's function. You claim, however, that the White House Rural Council actually shows it allows for a power grab that's going to enable top administrative officials to control nearly every aspect of life in rural America. So go ahead, Tom. State your case. What makes you think this?
Well, first of all, it sets up through 25 cabinet secretaries the mission of the council. And it says in the executive order that the mission is to work across executive departments, agencies, and the offices, and other offices, you know, to coordinate policy and so forth. This is multi-jurisdictional enforcement of everything in the rural areas. And not only that, it brings in a horde of other people. It talks about rural stakeholders. Now, you and I may think that means the farmers. It means the property owners and so forth. People have a stake in that. Our experience in this issue has shown that these stakeholders are nothing like that. One of the things this executive order does not talk about are the farmers and the property owners. These stakeholders are private organizations that have a personal agenda. They come in, they begin to, they get funding from the federal government through programs like this, and then they come in and begin to pressure your local officials to put these programs in place, and that pressure is, you know, along with the government grants that have huge strings attached to them, which also is not talked about in this executive order, are what makes this thing so so difficult and so dangerous.
All right, Tom. Well, give us some examples, because we live here in Ventura County. Ventura County, as you may or may not know, is very much an agricultural county. I wouldn't necessarily call it rural. But when you think about it, only about 16% of American citizens live in what is now constituted as rural area. The other 84% live in suburban or urban areas. So, I mean, we're talking about a relatively small percentage of the population. Give us some hard examples of what this might look like a year or two from now after the implementation of Executive Order number 13575.
Well, first of all, this is tied to the program of sustainable development, and that is a program that's covering the entire nation. And sustainable development focuses on cutting back on energy use, water use, and these kinds of restrictions, not only on people in rural areas, but people in the cities. And this thing talks about not only affecting rural areas, but also the cities. And cell phone is causing problems.
Oh, that's all right, Tom. If it's important, go ahead and take it, but otherwise continue
no,
on.
No, it's just the it creates a noise in the phone. I had to throw it in the other room. this farmers will find that they are restricted to get close to water that they need to water their animals. They will find restrictions on chemicals they can use, restrictions on energy that they can use to farm with. All of this is happening across the country. It will lead to higher prices, more difficulty in creating crops and their products. Those kinds of things are what a lot of this leads to.
All right. So we should expect what results as urban citizens from this, Tom? What might we see as be the fallout from Executive Order Number 13575?
You're going to find that property. Your property, your ability to live on your property and use your property as you choose will literally disappear. You will have no say. You can ask your elected officials with this in place, what is it that I can do on my property without your permission? That is going to be number one. You're going to find a horde of federal agents along with these NGOs and these stakeholders that are in your face on every single thing you want to do with your property. Take a look at L.A. County, where they have done a lot of this stuff. They've created what are called NATs, Nuisance Abatement Teams. These teams, once they begin to put these codes in place through this executive order about what you can do with your property, they will then come in and force you to comply. And, you may not be able to sell your property unless you're in compliance. You may not be able. You may be fined because you're not complying with what they're forcing you to do. So it is a total top-down control, and your local officials will have to comply because this was done with an executive order. Obama has taken the strongest step ever to have control through this executive order from the federal government down into the local level. And your ability to live your life as you have in the past will be gone.
All right. Now, my guest is Tom DeWeese, author of the book, Now Tell Me I Was Wrong. And we're talking about Executive Order Number 13575, which is the White House Rural Council. And I'm looking at the actual document itself. It's pretty really insignificant. It's only about a page and a half, two pages of written material. But in it, Tom, it very clearly says that the order shall be implemented consistent with all applicable laws and subject to the availability of proportions, but it will not interfere with any local laws. It doesn't look as though it's going to supersede any local laws. So how do you foresee this in a state? Maybe let's not use California as an example because we're overly litigious, we're overly regulated, but let's take a Midwestern state like your home state of Ohio. How do you see this rolling out if the feds can't do anything that supersedes a state law or a local law?
Well, laws could be changed, and that's what they do. They these, again, I go back to the stakeholders, these non-governmental organizations. This is the key to this thing, working hand in hand with federal agencies and local and state agencies. The funding, you know, the guy who came up with the term follow the money was a genius, because that is, you know, that's exactly what you have here. You have all this money, that there will be grants involved with this, and I'm dealing with this every day. And when those grants are brought in, then these non-governmental organizations, these stakeholders, have these funds to put pressure on your local officials. And maybe your local laws now say that you're allowed to do this, that your property is safe here, you can do this. Slowly but surely, they will begin to change that. This will not happen overnight. This isn't something that will be slapped on you, and all of a sudden, this is the way life is. This will creep up on you like a proverbial frog in the boiling pot, and you won't even notice it until it's happened. But I'll tell you, in Oakland, California, where they have put many of these things in place, where they have people doing energy audits, coming into your home, telling you what you have to do to bring your home into compliance of these arbitrary figures that they've put together. They may tell you you need a new roof on your home. They may tell you you need new appliances, new windows on your house. The average cost to the homeowner in Oakland, California, for these kinds of regulations is $35,000. And this is the kind of thing you can expect. Under this program, under sustainable development and what Obama's putting in place here, the end result is higher prices, shortages of energy, and basically sacrifice. And, you know, if your economy's bad enough as it is, this is going to make it worse.
Well, my guest is Tom DeWeese. And, Tom, in an environment where we're facing a government shutdown on August the 2nd, if we can't figure out what we're going to do with our own debt ceiling, what is the likelihood that some of these grants that you discuss are actually going to be funded and become available, particularly if Republicans in Congress have their way with cost-cutting measures that will be tied to raising the U.S. debt ceiling?
Well, we can cross our fingers and hope, but the experience that has happened so far is that they never even talk about any of these kinds of things. These are vitally important. They will argue that these grants are there to help the community. Part of this goes into education. You've got your schools need more money. And this does talk about education. It talks about the curriculum, core curriculum, being involved in this. What does that have to do with conservation? But it has to do with getting people to have the proper attitudes to be the proper conservationists. So they have money available for the schools, and that money comes with these strings attached. And so that's just one example of how they will bring this in. And if your local officials say, nope, don't want to do that, don't think we wanted to get that money, then these stakeholders and these non-governmental organizations will begin to put pressure on in the community, saying your local officials are ignoring and losing you tax money that belongs to you, and they're costing this community money. That's how they put the pressure on, but they don't talk about all the strings that are attached that come with it. It's how they're going to change your life.
All right. My guest is Tom DeWeese, author of the book Now. What is it? Now, tell me I was wrong. Now, Tom, let me ask you this. Are there any good results that are going to come out of the White House Rural Council?
No.
All right. That was easy. So then, therefore, the question is, few people listening to the sound of our voice have probably heard about the White House Rural Council, because this was all done rather quietly during the Anthony Weiner debacle. What would you like people to do about this? I mean, it's an executive order. What in the world can ordinary citizens do?
Yeah. It's very interesting that they did it very quietly when nobody was watching. That should tell you everything you need to know about this. What to do about it? Congress does have the power to say no to executive orders. And we've issued a call to House Speaker Boehner to stand up to this and not allow this thing to go into place. I mean, the president is not God. He's not a dictator. And he can't just issue things like this and tell us this is how we have to live, and everybody says, oh, gee, that's the way it is. We have a Congress that's supposed to represent us, and what I suggest that everyone do is call your congressman and tell them that you want to stop the implementation of Executive Order 13575, and particularly if you can make a call to Speaker Boehner's office and tell them you're appalled by this, you do not want this to be put in place, and it's up to him to represent you.
All right. So we can contact our local representatives in the United States Congress, Elton Gallagly and Lois Capps, and have them put a halt to this. At least that would have your voice heard. And you can do this. Do you think it's better by email? Do you think it's better by telephone to call the office?
The best thing to do is to call their offices. If you can call them in Washington, they also have local offices in their districts, and I actually recommend if you can get the number of your local representative right there in the district, call them there. They have a much better impact that way.
My guest is Tom DeWeese. And Tom, my big question is, why don't more people know about this?
Well, this is, again, this issue of sustainable development and what we talk about, Agenda 21, that comes out of the United Nations, which is the basis for all this. For 18 years, we've been trying to warn Americans about what was happening here. It was only in the last year that people began to understand. They're beginning to see this happen in their local community. There is now a firestorm burning across the country of people waking up to these policies. And we've had seven communities across the country that have stood up and said no to these policies. It started in Carroll County, Maryland, and has moved across the country. And more and more and more, I get calls every day from more communities saying, we get it, we're working to undo this. And it's a huge, I mean, this has been going on for all these years, unopposed, basically, and now people are starting to see the results of it. That, by the way, is the reason for the title of my book, Now Tell Me I Was Wrong. We were saying these things over those 18 years, and people weren't listening, and now suddenly they are, and I see editorials in newspapers now that look like I wrote them. And that's why I came up with the title, Now Tell Me I Was Wrong, because they told me I was then.
All right. My guest has been Tom DeWeese. As he says, he's the author of the book, Now Tell Me I Was Wrong, 15 Years of Unheralded Wisdom and Warnings in the Battle for the Republic. Tom, if people are intrigued by what you say, if they want to learn more about the White House Rural Council, learn more about what they can do, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Yeah, on our website, AmericanPolicy.org, we've got a slew of articles on there about sustainable development. I don't have this particular thing on there yet, but we're going to very shortly. But there's enough information there that you can understand what I'm saying.
All right. That is great. My guest has been Tom DeWeese, author of the book, Now Tell Me I Was Wrong. Thank you so much, Tom, for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.